Our North America correspondent Peter Bowes was there.
It was a very brief appearance by Nick Reiner. He sat at the front of what is a very large courtroom in this downtown LA courthouse. He was mostly expressionless. He had a blank look on his face. He listened to his lawyer, Alan Jackson, who we've just heard from, asking the judge to adjourn the hearing until January the 7th to allow more time to prepare the case. Mr. Jackson later said that there were complex and serious issues that needed to be carefully examined. Normally, at a first appearance, a defendant will get the opportunity to enter a plea, guilty or not guilty. That did not happen. He was asked by the judge whether he understood that the hearing was being adjourned, and he replied, "Yes, Your Honour," before soon being taken away back to jail to await the next hearing.
And prosecutors in this case have raised the possibility of the death sentence, haven't they?
They have. If he is eventually found guilty at a jury trial, he could face either life without the possibility of parole or indeed the death sentence, although the prosecution have said that they have not yet decided whether they would pursue that option. It's interesting that California hasn't executed anyone for almost 20 years. Capital punishment remains legal here, but the current governor, Gavin Newsom, has issued a moratorium on the death penalty, which halted all executions from 2019.
And we heard from his lawyer, Alan Jackson, just then. And this is a man who is very used to these high-profile cases.
Oh, yeah. He is a veteran Los Angeles criminal defense lawyer, a defense lawyer now widely known for handling these high-profile, complex cases like this one. In the past, he's represented celebrities, Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, to name two. He has seen the courtroom, this is interesting, from both sides. Now he is a defense lawyer, but previously he was a federal prosecutor. He was a senior Los Angeles County district attorney, and if he has a reputation for anything, it is his very persistent style of cross-examination.